Stevens was in Columbia, Missouri.
Columbia, Missouri.
Did anything happen to you there that began to form your mind as to the future that, you know, maybe I can do more than take shorthand and support my husband?
Stevens was perhaps the most defining experience of my life. First of all, I was pretty provincial. I had grown up in Claremore. We'd visited relatives in Illinois and in Chicago, and we'd visited Tulsa, but I was pretty well a small-town girl from Oklahoma. And I got to Stevens, and my roommates were from Illinois, and they were far more sophisticated than I was. My suite mates were from the South, and they'd never seen snow. So I met girls from other parts of the country, from other religions than my own, from other experiences. Stevens was in about 2,000 students in those days, so the entire school collected itself together for events, for convocations and picnics, and we knew one another, and it was very enriching and expansive for me. Our classes were very small. Our teachers were very accessible. Often we had conferences with our teachers or discussion groups in the community rooms. An important experience in my life was our government teacher, who bemoaned the fact that his students in the 1950s were so docile and quiet. Nobody was out there agitating or marching. These were the Eisenhower years. These were the quiet times. He took us one time, members of our class, to an NAACP meeting in Columbia. This was the first time I ever had focused on or been aware of race relations. It was startling to me. I remember going back home and writing a letter to the only movie house in town. I wrote it on senior class letterhead. I was the president of the class at that time. And I told women I was very sorry I would be unable to attend their movie anymore so long as they segregated black citizens to the balcony. And I never went back to the movie.
Did you ever hear a response from them?
No, I never got a response. But that was my first awareness of the fact that we needed to do something. We needed to be involved. We needed to take some action.
Classwork came easy for you, apparently, and you enjoyed it.
I loved school. I was always nervous about classes and grades, and I was sort of an overachiever, I think. But I don't know that it was easy. But I was a good student.
By the time you graduate in 1954, that would be an associate arts degree.
That is correct.
Are you thinking then, all right, now what? I'm beginning to see what I want to do?
No, I was not looking that far into the future. I remember my teachers suggested that Northwestern in Missouri would be a good school for me to go to. But my parents, and I must say I myself, were reluctant to go too far from home. We were encouraged to go near home because it was perceived that we would go to college and marry a person in that college and settle in Oklahoma. And I bought into that. It sounded perfectly reasonable to me, so I went to OU.
University of Oklahoma, and you earned your bachelor's degree there.
That is correct, yes. I graduated in 1956 with a degree in English and a minor in philosophy.